This is WAMU 88.5's Morning Edition. I'm Matt McCleskey. Good morning. Maryland's Republican Governor Larry Hogan will be inaugurated next week for his new term, but he's wasting no time in setting an agenda in his opening remarks to legislators today as the 90-day General Assembly session in Maryland begins. Joining me now to talk about what's on the table for Maryland politics this year is WAMU's Dominique Maria Benessi. Dominique, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Matt.
Help us understand first what it means to have Governor Hogan, a Republican, serving a second term with a deeply Democratic House of Delegates and State Senate.
Hogan is the second Republican governor to be reelected for a second term in Maryland since 1954. Throughout his campaign and his last term, he's run a moderate Republican agenda focused primarily on economic development and responsible spending. That's what he ran and won on in a predominantly blue state and said he'll continue to do this year. But at the same time, you have a 65% Democratic majority in the House and a 70% Democratic majority in the Senate. Speaker of the House Michael Bush told me this week that his party is united, and he's confident in the Democrats' veto-proof majority.
With party and policy differences between the governor and the General Assembly, which issues could be sticking points this year?
The main priority for lawmakers this session will be education funding for teacher pay, universal pre-K, and improving special education, among other things. After 2 years of deliberation by an education commission, we found out in December that the implementation is going to be delayed for another year to 2020. Meanwhile, Hogan is pushing for school construction money. But right now, it's up to Hogan and state legislators to convince taxpayers about the cost of education spending. You have to remember, Hogan ran on the promise of not raising taxes. And one analyst told me that polls have shown that while Marylanders see education as a priority, they don't want the burden of paying for it.
Well, of course, education funding allocation has been an issue since even before Hogan's first term began. But what else is he proposing now to the General Assembly as he starts his second?
So another point of contention could be with Hogan's proposal to widen I-270 and 495 and add toll roads in the state. Lawmakers, especially Democrats in Montgomery County, have been opposed to the idea and prefer to focus on mass transit. And another point of contention, Hogan and Prince George's County Executive Angela Alsobrooks are in the midst of talks about building another Redskins stadium in the county. Montgomery County Delegate David Moon over the weekend tweeted that he would propose legislation which would ban public funds in the construction of private stadiums. It's yet to be seen how county and state leaders would support or oppose such a measure.
Well, what are some of the other high-profile issues that we may see come up this year?
So other things we might see are regulating the price of prescription drugs to make them more affordable for Marylanders, a $15 minimum wage in certain areas of the state, legalization of recreational marijuana. The state already has a developing medical cannabis industry since 2017, and a constitutional amendment legalizing abortion in Maryland should the U.S. Supreme Court overturn Roe v. Wade.
So a lot to keep an eye on in the coming weeks in this year's Maryland General Assembly session. Dominique Maria Benessi, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Matt.